amanat mein aapne khianat ki. So this is such an important thing that we don't understand this. And sometimes, you know, it is said that the best way to divulge a secret, the best way to divulge a secret is to tell someone not to tell another person. The best way, if you want someone who knows someone something, unse kahe ki aap kisi ko na batana. Wo to zarur batayega. He will definitely go and tell someone. It was Khalil Gibran who said so beautifully. He said, if you reveal your secrets to the wind, if you reveal your secrets to the wind, don't blame the wind for revealing it to the trees. If you reveal your secrets to the wind, then don't blame the wind for revealing it to the trees. Nevertheless, al-majalisu bil amana. Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam then goes on to say, al-mustasharu mu'taminun. Someone comes and asks you for advice. Koi aapse mashwara mangne ke liye agar aaye, to it amanat hai aapke upar ke uske mafad ke khatir aap usko mashwara de. Apne mafad ke liye nahi, unke mafad ke liye. Someone come and ask you for mashwara. Someone come and consult with you. It is an amanat upon you. It is a trust upon you to give him the best advice possible. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam's hadith. Maulana Thanvi Rahmatullah Alayhi is one amazing incident. One day someone came and asked Maulana Thanvi Rahmatullah Alayhi, I want to sell my land. It was near Thana Bhavan. I want to sell my land. Is it advisable for me to sell this land or not? Maulana Thanvi Rahmatullah Alayhi's broader family wanted to purchase that land. But when he came to Maulana Thanvi Rahmatullah Alayhi says, it is a time of partition. It is a time of uncertainty. It is not advisable for you to sell your land. While his family wanted to buy it, when he came and asked Mashwara, Maulana Rahmatullah Alayhi said, don't sell your land. It's munasib nahi hai, is zamane mein, to go and sell your land. Look at that. That is trust. There are many examples with regard to it, brothers. If we take up any responsibility, if we are employers, or we are made, you know, chairmen or secretaries of any particular organizations, then it is an amanat for us to fulfill that properly. Otherwise, Allah will take account from us. Umar radiallahu anhu was made the Khalifa. Look at how he was with regard to his amanat. Allahu Akbar. Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu said, لو مات جمل على شط الفرات لخشيت أن يسألني الله تعالى. If a donkey, if a camel has to die out of hunger in the far away Euphrates River, I fear Allah will ask me on the day of judgment, Umar, you were the Khalifa. Why did an animal die of hunger? Today, look at the people and the rulers of this world. Forget animals dying. Human beings are dying out of starvation, out of poverty, out of hunger. But they have no problems in spending millions of rands for their own houses. That is violation of trust. لو مات جمل. Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu used to say before on his deathbed, you know, as he was, one day he was coming back from a journey and he saw the moon. And the moon was sort of, you know, in its initial stages. And he said, look at how amazing this moon is. It starts off, you know, very faint. And thereafter it builds up until it becomes a full moon. Thereafter it turns again and comes back into a faint state. And he said, oh ya Allah, our situation is like that. We started off as infants. Then we became, you know, in our youth, we became in the prime of our life. Then we become old. We become in that particular faint state the way when we were young. Oh Allah, before Umar does anything wrong with this Khilafat, before Umar cannot bear the responsibility of this Khilafat, oh Allah, take the life of Umar. Before I do something that will be contrary to this amanat. And he used to, towards the end of his life, he said, I wish on the day of Qiyamah, when Allah judge me with regard to Khilafat, Allah mustn't reward me and Allah mustn't punish me. I must come out barabar. I must come out equal. That Umar, whom Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, Umar fil Jannah. Umar is in Jannah. He said, on the day of judgment, I don't want any reward for my Khilafat. If only Allah Ta'ala can keep me equal without punishing me, without taking to account, and without rewarding me. Someone told Umar, oh Umar, make Abdullah ibn Umar, make your son, nominate him as the Khalifa. What did he say? It's enough burden for one son of Khattab to be the ruler. It's enough then for me to appoint another son of Khattab or another person from my family to become a ruler. This is amanat. An employer, when he employs people, it is an amanat upon him to look after that people. I mean, he becomes the means of their risk. Then for him to abuse that is also not correct. In a similar manner, the employee, when he has been employed, it is an amanat upon him to look after his job, to look after the responsibility given to him. Today, people are not careful with regard to it. They use the company's stationery. They take it and they go home without taking anyone's permission. They are given a job description.